with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington at a news conference. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey provides an update on the second National Guard member shot last week, U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf.
I want to say I'm not the doctor. I'm not going to try to pretend to be so. What I will say is that Andrew remains in serious condition. We did have some positive news that we were told that Andrew was asked if he could hear the nurse who asked the question to give a thumbs up, and he did respond. And we were told that he also wiggled his toes. So we take that as a positive sign.
Another member of the West Virginia National Guard, U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, 20, was killed in the shooting. President Trump says he'll release the results of his MRI test that he received in October. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Responding to questions about his MRI, the president told reporters, "If you want to have it released, I'll release it." He claimed the results were perfect, but added that he has no idea what part of his body was being examined. Until now, the White House has only said that the president received advanced imaging at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center as part of his routine physical examination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's ex-lawyer Alina Haba has been disqualified from serving as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. A federal appeals court said Monday the Trump administration's maneuvers to keep Haba in the role were contrary to federal laws governing appointments. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 427 points, the NASDAQ dropped 89, the S&P lower by 36. This is SRN News. Christmas celebrations are underway in Bethlehem again.
After a two-year hiatus because of the war in Gaza, believers in the City of Christ's Birth are cautiously planning to publicly enjoy the holiday. The annual tree lighting ceremony in Bethlehem is set for December 6th, and it is hoped that at least a few tourists will make the trip. President Trump has been trying to secure a lasting end to the war, which was sparked by the 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas, which is accused of repeatedly violating the current ceasefire. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign is in full swing across the nation. The official kickoff came during halftime of last week's game between the NFL's Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs. But in some places, the ubiquitous bell ringers have been on the job for weeks. The Christian Relief Organization raises a huge portion of its annual donations between Thanksgiving and Christmas. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Cyber Monday on track to set a new record this year, with U.S. shoppers expected to spend $14.2 billion online when it's all said and done. If so, that would be up more than 6% compared with last year. Lisa Dwyer reports on a new deal between the U.S. and the U.K. over pharmaceuticals.
The U.K. has secured a 0% tariff rate for all U.K. medicines exported to the United States for at least 3 years. In return, the U.K. has agreed to increase spending on new medicines. The Trump administration says that U.K. drug firms have also committed to invest more in the United States and create more U.S. jobs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A losing session on Wall Street. The Dow was down by 427 points at the closing bell. The S&P 500 up by 36. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.